Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. You know, I work and live in a city in southwest Poland which is synonymous with religion and the Catholic Church. This city is called Częstochowa, and if you're in or around Częstochowa any time in the month of August, you are bound to run into the beloved Polish pilgrim. Today's episode is dedicated to learning about the Polish pilgrimages. For me, pilgrimages are highly intriguing because back in America, I've never ever seen anything quite like it. Although I am a Protestant Baptist myself, it's important to educate anyone coming to work, study, or travel in Poland to have some idea of the happenings within the country, and this is one to definitely become familiar with. To start off, my wife's family live about 20 minutes north of Częstochowa in a relatively small village. They have an annual tradition in their home of welcoming and hosting pilgrims who travel mostly from the city of Bełchatów, Poland. And when I say hosting, I mean that they literally allow pilgrims to set up camp in the back lawn and even use our own garage for shelter. Over the years, I've witnessed hundreds of pilgrims stopping by, and it's honestly just fun for us to watch it all take place. So why are they doing this? August 15th in Poland is a highly significant date. It is the date where Polish Catholics celebrate the belief that Jesus' mother Mary was assumed by God into heaven. However, many pilgrims use the journey as a tribute to God too, as a type of personal devotion as well, and they may travel on different days throughout the month of August other than the 15th. I have to say that the whole idea of the pilgrimage and the way it's all excellently prepared and organized is really fascinating to me. People travel together in scores or sometimes hundreds from various parishes all over Poland. The pilgrimages are mostly walking tours that often take several days to complete. Pilgrims are geared up for every kind of weather. Their own parish priest travels along with them, and they loudly sing songs of praise to God while traveling. Take a look at the speaker contraption they've invented to carry along. It allows for microphones to be hooked up, songs to be sung overhead, and there's almost always a guitar in the group somewhere too. As I mentioned before, they seem to be prepared for everything. They carry along large backpacks with tents, sleeping bags, food, water, and clothes. They even go so far as to organize a mobile medical unit and a general purpose vehicle in the case of any emergencies that may arise. But what may really catch your attention is how they efficiently travel down the busy, normal, everyday roads. In each group, they have a handful of well-trained pilgrims with the sole task of directing the traffic around them. They have a few pilgrims up front and a few in the back holding police wands to ensure perfect safety. It's amazing to me how they do this. I mean, the cars pass by rather quickly, and the only thing keeping the group in line is a thin rope that's held onto. Again, I just can't imagine this working so smoothly back in the US. You may be wondering how they can walk for so long without resting. Well, when they've walked for hours, they do take rest breaks on the side of the road. They find a safe open area and just plop down on the ground for a while until they're ready to get up and go again. Incredible. When they finally arrive near my family's home for the night, they know exactly where they're going and what to do. At the primary school nearby, food vans with tables, plates, and cutlery are already waiting to serve them a hot meal. After supper, they make their way to set up camp in tents, with some even staying in camper trailers that have all been pre-arranged. The next morning, the pilgrims wake up bright and early to finish the final leg of the journey to the Jasnogóra Monastery. If you're not sure what this monastery is, it's revered in Poland for being a place where many health-related miracles have occurred. Located inside the Jasnogóra is the icon of the Black Madonna, which Poles claim miraculously rescued the Jasnogóra from the Swedish siege of 1655. As the pilgrims travel the Holy Virgin Mary Avenue, they arrive at the top of the monastery where they're all welcomed with thousands of chairs and a special mass dedicated to all pilgrims. After spending some time in Częstochowa, pilgrims return home on foot or may even return using their own personal cars or public transport. It's really something that's worth experiencing if you're ever here during this time. Having personally spent nearly 18 years in Częstochowa, I can tell you that the local residents are mixed in their opinions of these annual pilgrimages. Last year, we had record numbers. In 2017, over 4.5 million pilgrims visited the Jasnogóra throughout the entire year. Indeed, it can be a bit inconvenient for inhabitants here, but it seems no one is bothered enough to protest. So thank you for watching. I sincerely hope you found this somewhat interesting today. If you did, please stay tuned because there are many, many more videos on the way. So if you haven't subscribed to my channel already, please go ahead and do so. Thanks again for watching.